local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, speaking of my buddy Bill's show, after that, I felt like I needed to go plant some loquats. I don't even know what they are, but check that podcast out online right now at fmtalk1065.com. It is Mobile Mornings on a Monday, new week to work with, 45 degrees now as we get started, heading for a high just barely in the 70s. More details from Doc coming up right after traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident free conditions continue so far this morning. A good ride from Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin in 65. If you're traveling downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, light traffic and no wrecks in the roadways. From this day forward, imagine the affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House in downtown Mobile turn your wedding into reality. Their team of certified wedding planners can organize every detail of your special day. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through May 3rd, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows around 50, and then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5. Although it's Monday, it's also tax day. Well, you probably didn't have that sneak up on you. Although maybe there's somebody that just heard that and is like hanging a Huey from the way to work and going to the house to get stuff to go file. But for the rest of folks, it probably didn't sneak up on you. But on the way, I have a list, Dalton. I have a list that ways you might have committed tax fraud. You didn't mean to. You didn't mean to. But these are things maybe you did. Maybe the stuff you donated to Goodwill wasn't worth $786. That and a few other things on this list to be watching for this morning. We'll talk about that coming up. Also, a severe weather outbreak, of course, from Saturday through early Sunday morning in our area. More details on that with Dr. Bill coming up and right now with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Severe weather rocks multiple states and claims lives and leaves thousands without power. Tornadoes have been reported across the South over this weekend. In East Texas, an 8-year-old and a 3-year-old both died when strong winds toppled a tree onto the back of the family's vehicle while they were driving. The children were in the back seat. The parents in the front seat, they were not injured. The National Weather Service confirms multiple tornadoes and severe storm warnings were issued for both Saturday and Sunday across Alabama. Right now, NWS storm survey teams are assessing damage across the state. At least two tornadoes have been confirmed so far, both in North Alabama. The National Weather Service in Huntsville says their survey team confirmed a tornado in Franklin County and in Colbert County, but the rating and path length for both storms are yet to be determined. Here in Mobile, the Weather Service office says that they have no plans for any surveys. Keep it tuned to FM Talk 106.5 for Dr. Bill's forecast for today, tomorrow, and into the weekend. News out of Montgomery this morning, as you may soon be able to have your favorite wine or beer delivered straight to your home. Senate Bill 271, introduced by Senator Andrew Jones, would allow beer and wine to be shipped directly to you here in the state of Alabama. We are one of seven states that prohibits shipments of wine and beer directly to buyers. Right now, if you want home delivery on out-of-state libations, you must order through the state and then have the alcohol shipped to an ABC store for pickup and payment. This new bill, though, would simplify the process. Only breweries that are licensed in the state and produce less than 1,500 barrels of beer per year would be allowed to ship in Alabama. And for wineries, the limit is 24,000 gallons a year. Limits are in place as well as each household would be limited to 24 cases of beer per year. Wine deliveries would be limited to 24 cases per year. Deliveries would also be prohibited to dry counties or cities or to anyone under the age of 21. The bill right now in the Government Affairs Committee. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
I'm Jessica Deloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A teenage mother and her infant son are missing in Pensacola. The Scambia County Sheriff's Office is looking for 15-year-old Michaela Legg. She was last seen leaving a home on Flaxman Street early Sunday morning with her two-month-old son. The Carnival Fantasy will return to Mobile today after its cruise was interrupted. The vacation turned into a rescue mission when the cruise ship responded to another boat in distress. That boat was carrying 23 people, the majority of them Cuban nationals. The rescued passengers are on board the cruise ship and will be brought to Mobile to be transferred to Customs and Border Protection. A traffic alert for drivers in Mobile: a stretch of McGregor Avenue will be closed for the next 4 to 6 months. The closure beginning today is from Dolphin Street to Old Shell Road. Crews will be doing some sidewalk construction. Today is tax day, the deadline to file your tax returns for 2018. If you're unable to get everything in order before midnight tonight, the IRS recommends filing for an extension. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. May I help you?
Ron, this is worse than all the rest.
Yikes. Let's hear it.
Last month, I took the boys hunting. The missus needed my truck while I was there, so she came to the camp. She takes the kids and the dogs and the cats and a chair to mama's and left me her Jag to get back home in. So wouldn't you know, the next morning, I'm on the stand, and the biggest buck I've seen in years, a 10-point, walks in front of me, squeeze the trigger, bam, got him. Can't describe to you the feeling, you know, I was fired up. But by the time I got back to the camp, everybody was gone. Of course, there's no cell service. So I did what I had to do. I cleaned the buck and laid some plastic in the trunk, loaded up the buck, and headed home. It was all good until I noticed an antler had torn the plastic, and what a mess. So I took the car to the detailer, and today the missus sees the credit card bill for the deer processing and the car detailing. So now I need something really sparkly.
I'll get the crew looking for something really special right away.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store, at 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Tiger Woods with a comeback story for the ages. Alabama, Auburn, and South Alabama football take the field. And first-round drama in the NBA and NHL playoffs. It's a quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Mornings Sports Report. Tiger Woods is back.
But here it is. The return to glory.
14 years after his last win at Augusta, Tiger Woods is again the Masters champion after knocking in a 2-foot bogey putt on 18 to win at 13 under par. After the win, Tiger pumped both fists in excitement, then hugged his children, mom, and girlfriend in the exact same place behind the 18th green that he hugged his father after his first Masters win in 1997.
You know, just the whole tournament has meant so much to me over the years. Coming here in 95 for the first time and be able to play as an amateur, winning in 97, and then come full circle 22 years later, be able to do it again.
After years where it looked like Tiger may never play golf professionally again, he finally gets his fifth green jacket and 15th major championship win. He's now one Augusta win from tying Jack Nicklaus's Augusta record and three major wins from tying Nicklaus's all-time major wins record. Brooks Koepka missed a birdie putt on the 18th hole to get to 13 under and make it interesting. He instead finished tied for second place alongside Dustin Johnson and Xander Schauffele. Finally, some football over the weekend with Auburn and Alabama holding their annual 8A spring games.
Oh, who won those games?
Alabama won theirs, and Auburn won theirs, and South Alabama, they actually won the red-blue game at
like
South
Jags,
Alabama.
Right.
So a win for them to start the offseason. In Tuscaloosa, the white team defeated the crimson team 31-17. Tua Tagovailoa went 19 of 37 with 265 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Backup quarterback Mac Jones rebounded from an early interception to pass for 271 yards and two touchdowns. Freshman wide receiver John Mechie from Canada was named the 8A MVP after he grabbed five receptions for 133 yards, and senior outside linebacker Anfernee Jennings was named the 8A lineman of the game with four tackles and a sack. In Auburn, it was all about the young quarterbacks, with redshirt freshman Joey Gatewood and true freshman Bo Nix turning in fantastic days. Gatewood finished 8 of 12 for 130 yards and two touchdowns, while Nix hit 11 of 17 for 155 yards, two scores, and a pick. Senior defensive tackle Derek Brown was named the defensive MVP following the game. At Ladd People Stadium, the red team beat the blue team 31-7 in South's spring game. Sophomore quarterback Cephas Johnson appears to be the starter as the team enters the summer offseason program. Johnson went 10 of 19 for 180 yards and a touchdown. And tonight, we'll talk to Cephas about his spring game performance and look ahead to next season for the Jags on Sports Night. That'll get started right around 7 p.m. tonight. Linebacker Jamal Hickbottom led all defenders at South with seven tackles and two pass breakups. In college basketball news, LSU's athletic director Joe Oliva announced Sunday night that the university is reinstating head coach Will Wade more than a month after suspending Wade for not meeting to discuss a leaked phone call that allegedly featured Wade speaking with a recruiting middleman. The university and NCAA officials met with Wade on Friday. Oliva said he was satisfied enough with Wade's answers that he is reinstating him as head coach. The NBA playoffs began with eight first-round games over the weekend. On Saturday, Brooklyn upset Philadelphia to take a 1-0 lead. Orlando upset Toronto. Golden State beat the LA Clippers. And San Antonio upset the Denver Nuggets. Yesterday, Boston beat Indiana in a low-scoring game. Portland beat Oklahoma City. Milwaukee crushed Detroit. And Houston easily beat Utah. In the NHL playoffs, the Columbus Blue Jackets have taken a surprising 3-0 series lead over the top-seeded Tampa Bay Lightning in their best-of-seven Eastern Conference series. The New York Islanders have a 3-0 series lead over Pittsburgh. Washington leads Carolina 2-0. Boston and Toronto are tied 1-1. St. Louis leads Winnipeg 2-1. Vegas leads San Jose 2-1. Dallas and Nashville tied at 1-1. And Colorado and Calgary also tied at 1-1. And in NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. won at Richmond Raceway on Saturday night. Truex led a race-high 186 laps. It's 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight clear, lows around 50, and then tomorrow sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Big changes this year in Washington, but how will that affect you? Don Moore explains how to adjust your retirement strategy to make sure you're prepared. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show, Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at FMTalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, keep in mind that McGregor from Dolphin Street to Old Shell is going to be closed for the next 4 to 6 months for sidewalk construction, and that all starts this morning. Also, spring break for Mobile and Baldwin County schools, so less traffic this morning. Bama Flooring is not your one-stop shop. Instead, they specialize in flooring products, customer satisfaction, and professional installs. Call them today or stop by the showroom in Robertsdale, Alabama. Big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 621 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Monday morning. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us here in just about 10 minutes talking about the severe weather from over the weekend and what to look forward to today. I can say this, in the 40s as we're rolling on a Monday morning here in mid-April, exactly mid-April on the 15th. All right, we'll check in with our buddy Chad Petrie from News 5 because, as we mentioned earlier, the Fantasy is coming back into port here in Mobile with more passengers than it departed with, right, Chad?
Right. They're coming back with 23 more passengers, one boat captain, and then 22 other people. Most of those folks are Cuban nationals in what has turned into a really unusual story, but at least a happy ending where this Carnival cruise ship participates in rescuing these folks.
Okay, so lay this out. What was the situation that led the Fantasy to be picking up people at sea?
At least according to the Coast Guard, they say they started receiving distress calls for this sportsman's boat off the coast of the Yucatan Peninsula early Sunday morning. They weren't able to get them by helicopter. They had to refuel. But apparently the Carnival cruise ship turned around in the middle of their trip back to Mobile yesterday and were able to rendezvous with this boat and pick these guys up.
Okay, so I guess initially the vessel that departs Cuba, it has issues. This guy on the Sport Fisher, I've seen some of the video of, they stop by, they pick them up, and then they have engine troubles, right?
Exactly. This started out as an initial rescue mission by this sportsman, apparently, and then it became a rescue mission for themselves, for everybody on board. What's really not clear is what the Cubans were doing, if this was a pleasure trip, if this was a bunch of people defecting. We're not entirely clear on that.
Well, that's because you're a journalist. As an editorialist, I'll guess it was probably not out for just a fun, you know, trip out of Cuba that has them the whole way over near the coast of the Yucatan. So you heard anything from, I mean, will there be, I guess, immigration will be on hand today when the Fantasy gets in?
Yeah, we're told by the Coast Guard that these folks that were picked up by the Fantasy will be taken to Customs and Border Protection by Tuesday. As for what happens then, we're not entirely clear. We don't even know if they'll be updating us on their status at this point, but we're at least happy to know that these folks are alive.
Sure. Especially with the some pretty darn rough seas in the Northern Gulf over Friday and Saturday. Much better to be on that big Fantasy than in that Sport Fisher. And so it'll be tomorrow we should get the next update.
Perhaps, or we could get something today from the Coast Guard. We've also reached out to Carnival. We've yet to hear back from Carnival on this. Most of the information we're getting on the details of these boats and what happened are coming from the passengers and also the U.S. Coast Guard.
All right, Chad, as always, we appreciate the update. Thank you.
Not a problem, Sean.
All right, Chad Petrie with News 5, checking in. 625 FM Talk 106.5. On the way, things that you probably didn't mean to, you probably weren't trying to falsify your tax returns, but these are some things that maybe you did that could be get you in trouble.
Maybe.
Oh, wait, there we go.
Maybe not trying to pull a Wesley Snipes.
No, exactly. No Wesley Snipes. This is unintentional. We'll get to that in just a second. Right now, we'll check headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Saving money and saving lives. More than $1.9 million in grants is headed toward helping our elderly residents stay warm in the winter and cool in the summer and reduce the risk of fire and other hazards. Governor Ivey has issued the money across our state. These grants support the state's weatherization assistance program, which supplies funds to improve the energy efficiency and safety of qualifying homes. People with disabilities, the elderly, and low-income households with children are given priority access to these services, so once a home qualifies, they then undergo an energy audit to determine what cost-effective improvements can be made to make the home even more safe and save on energy costs. Common improvements include installing extra insulation in the attic, sealing air leaks around doors and windows, repairs or tune-ups for air conditioning and heating units, and replacing incandescent light bulbs with high-efficiency bulbs. The Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs is administering these grants from funds made available by the U.S. Department of Energy. 14 community agencies across the state were awarded the grants, and here's where you want to take notice. The Mobile County Action Inc. receiving more than $194,000. This community action serves Choctaw, Mobile, and Washington counties. If you have questions, call 251-457-5700. And more than $125,000 is headed to the Community Action Agency of South Alabama. They serve Baldwin, Clark, Conecuh, Escambia, Marengo, Monroe, and Wilcox counties. If you have questions, call 251-626-2646. Happy Tax Day, said no one ever, unless you're an accountant, right? But this news may make you smile, as Alabama residents are paying less and getting slightly bigger refunds. According to H&R Block, the data shows residents of all 50 states owed less in taxes for 2018 versus 2017, dropping an average of 25% nationwide. In Alabama, residents owed about 24% less in federal taxes. The average tax refund for state residents is up 2%. So these new rules, the first under the Trump administration-led tax plan, passed in 2017 lowered individual tax rates and increased the standard deduction, but also eliminated some popular deductions. H&R Block data shows tax reform added an average of $1,156 or $50 on biweekly paychecks beginning in March of 2018. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 627 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this, unfortunately, Tax Day Monday, April the 15th. Yeah, there you go. Tell you what, here it is. It's not saying that you are purposely trying to, you know, cheat on your taxes, but a list here of some items maybe you ought to double check. Maybe you forgot to report all your income. Did that happen?
No.
No, you did not. Okay.
That's one thing I do remember.
Sometimes money from side gigs gets overlooked. Companies don't have to issue a 1099 unless they paid you more than $600 last year, but you're still supposed to report all your income to the IRS, which includes money from investments, rental properties, and gambling. All right, we'll give you the other three when we get back.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Coast Guard has searched through the night for a man in the water near Destin. The 40-year-old boater fell out of his boat shortly after noon Sunday. He was then hit by his own boat, according to the Coast Guard. A Coast Guard helicopter will join the search this morning. The Carnival Fantasy will return to Mobile today after its cruise was interrupted. The vacation turned into a rescue mission when the cruise ship responded to another boat in distress. That boat was carrying 23 people, the majority Cuban nationals. The rescued passengers were on board the cruise ship. They will be brought to Mobile to be transferred to Customs and Border Protection. A bill in the Alabama legislature hits close to home for Mobile's fire chief. The bill creates an extra cancer insurance policy for professional firefighters. Chief Mark Seeley was diagnosed with kidney cancer last year.
It provides an extra layer of protection for a member and their family and those areas that if they miss some work for treatment, some of the specialized treatment they get, I think it would be a really good benefit.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last two decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. personaledgefitness.com.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
Man, I hope you can help me. The big game is this Sunday, and I always throw the best tailgating parties. But I can't show up with my tailgate all banged up like this.
What happened here?
I may have been checking the scores while trying to back into a parking spot.
I understand, sir. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs for over a decade. Specifically, the United States argued that the manufacturer knew their earplugs were too short for proper insertion into users' ears, and that the earplugs could loosen and therefore didn't perform properly or reduce noise the way they should have. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces, you need to choose the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the most compensation for your injuries. Call the Sentinel Group now for more information and a free case review. Call 800-670-3180, 800-670-3180. That's 800-670-3180.
High winds and heavy rain are moving up the East Coast and hitting the Northeast this hour as meteorologist Jennifer Gray monitors conditions.
The problem is extreme winds across the Northeast, and that is going to mean trouble for the flights across this region as we go throughout the morning as well as the afternoon. There is a wind advisory. We could see gusts up to 55 miles per hour.
Airports in Washington, New York, and Boston are experiencing those flight delays and cancellations now. The storm system left 8 people dead in southern states over the weekend. Several hundred thousand customers are still without power. President Trump expected to talk taxes on the road today, April 15th, tax day, traveling to Minnesota, a state he did not win in 2016 and is hoping to flip. New Zealand's foreign minister has confirmed that a New Zealand nurse has been held captive by the Islamic State group in Syria for almost 6 years. Information long kept secret for fear her life might be at risk. On Wall Street, stock futures narrowly mixed. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Mainstream retailers are leaping into the world of products like skin creams and oils that tout such benefits as reducing anxiety and helping you sleep. The key ingredient is CBD, a compound derived from hemp and marijuana that doesn't cause a high. Retailers are taking advantage of the booming industry, even as its legal status and health benefits remain murky. And the flood of products is only testing how federal regulators can police it. Russian aluminum giant United Company Rusal plans to invest $200 million in a Kentucky rolling mill that would be the largest new aluminum plant built in the U.S. in nearly 4 decades. The plant, which startup Brady Industries plans to open next year in Ashland, is the largest project being pursued in the domestic aluminum industry under the Trump administration's 10% duty on imports of the metal imposed a year ago. Crude oil down 58 cents, trading at $63.31 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When you need roofing service, you need Mobile Roofing. Complying with Alabama's new roofing law, their licensed roofing professionals have the correct licensing and can certify your roof material warranty. It pays to hire a professional in this climate, one of the rainiest and windiest cities in the U.S. Call Mobile Roofing for any residential or commercial roofing or estimate. Check for credential, license, and insurance from your roofing professional because you need and want it done right the first time. Roofing you can count on. Mobile Roofing and Construction. It's in the name. 251-888-0301.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Just seeing this, too, is a state of emergency declared in Mississippi from damage from those the tornado and just some of the straight line winds coming through in the wee hours of yesterday morning.
Yeah, and of course that caused additional activity over southeast Alabama. And then on up into Georgia and the Carolinas. That storm now is way up over New England and New York State, headed out of the picture, but gave us kind of a breezy day yesterday. And fortunately, all of that weather moved out early morning, and we ended up with a pretty nice day with temperatures in the low 70s. So it was just a beautiful day, except kind of windy at times, gusting up to 25 miles an hour and higher. We've got another nice day today with a high-pressure system right over Mississippi, and it's going to give us sunny skies. We'll be in the low 70s for this afternoon after getting way down in the 40s this morning, down to at least 45. We might find it a little bit lower before the sun officially comes up. And we're in for, again, a beautiful day with low humidity and the wind out of the northwest. Tonight it'll be clear, another cool night around 50 degrees. And then tomorrow should be sunny, and we'll warm up a little more, and about 78 for tomorrow afternoon. The wind tomorrow will become more southeasterly, and that means a gradual increase in moisture. And so Wednesday, it'll be more humid, be mostly sunny, and a high in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. Now, after that, another big storm system comes out of the Rockies and the plains, and we'll start to see clouds move in. That'll be for Wednesday night, slight chance of a shower. But then on Thursday, another cold front will come across Mississippi and Alabama. Good chance for showers and thunderstorms on Thursday. There is the possibility of some severe weather, especially over central areas of Mississippi and Alabama. Just a slight chance we could see a severe thunderstorm in this area. But another round of rainfall for Thursday. It moves out. And then on Friday, maybe an isolated shower or two, but clearing off and a high in the upper 60s. And then down into the mid-40s Friday night, but the weekend looks right now. Sunny skies, mid-70s Saturday, around 80 and sunshine on Sunday. So it looks like we're going to have rain this week occur on Thursday.
All right, so cleared out by Easter weekend looks good for the Easter egg hunts and church and all that kind of good stuff.
Oh man, this should be great again. About 75 Saturday, near 80 on Sunday, with sunny skies and cooling down into the low 50s at night.
Looking back in the rear view here, I mean, Saturday all day, it seems like that south wind did not let up before that front. And, I mean, I was looking at some video from Panini Pete, our buddy who was down there at Ed's Seafood Shed, how flooded his parking lot was. I mean, you get a high tide, you get a south wind, it's not anything new, but that south wind was constant on Saturday. I guess that was just the, you know, charging up that storm system as it was coming in.
Yeah, it was a big storm, and with extreme low pressures, it moved across the south and Midwest area, and that's why the wind was so strong, gusty, because of the low pressure. And it's still a very intense low up over New England, but it looks like the winds will be dying down today, and all those gusty winds will stay in the mid-Atlantic and northeast.
I know they're talking about this. The closest tornado to us over in Escatawpa, Mississippi, they're saying an EF1. What is that? What is that? How does that rank in miles per hour for wind?
That most likely would be 75 to 90 mile per hour wind gusts in an EF1. And when we start getting 2, 3, we get on up into the 100s.
Now, you've told us before, though, don't just think about, you know, a 70 or 80 mile per hour wind, because it's beyond a straight line wind, that's because of cyclonic action, right?
It's rotating, right, and it's rotating, and gives it a tearing effect. of the spin. So it comes up, of course, very suddenly. It doesn't last very long. In the case of a straight line wind and a hurricane, it gradually builds and builds and builds. Here, it's a sudden blast, and then, of course, that spin and tearing effect.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon for an update. And good news for Easter weekend.
Does look good.
All right, Dr. Bill, thanks. Checking right back in with him as soon as we can. We'll get more with your exclusive forecast from Dr. Bill. And seeing, like in my neighborhood, I don't know about yours, there's some decent-sized limbs down. Mm-hmm. I mean, not like whole trees down, but I mean, I'm talking about, I don't know how strong the tree was or not, or how bad the limb was, but the size of your thigh or so, I saw some limbs down that size.
Yeah, we had a couple limbs in our yard. I mean, the wind was blowing over the weekend. We had some lawn chair cushions moved around.
Oh, my goodness.
Had to walk.
The horror.
An entire 10 feet from the chair to grab its cushion.
How do you ever recover from something like that?
I ran from the house out there, put it on, and ran back inside. I was that worried.
You're a brave man.
Actually, over the weekend, great weather on Saturday morning, got the two-month-old out to Bellingham Grath Gardens for the Easter egg hunt.
I want to ask you about that, okay? Because I see pictures of your girls there with the Azalea Trail Maids.
Yes.
That was out at Bellingham?
That's right.
And then I saw a picture, Dalton, and I don't know if you're going to share this publicly, but the first Easter Bunny picture with with your little girl. So good look for you, man.
Thank you. Yeah. I looked exactly like the Easter Bunny.
I might have already right-clicked and saved that picture to use in the future.
Yeah, use it.
Have you posed up with the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, me, the baby, the wife, and the Easter Bunny. And tried to get a conversation started with the Easter Bunny.
Nothing?
Nothing. He was ice cold. But he's probably thinking of all the things he's got to do by next weekend.
Talk about a busy schedule.
Seriously.
For a 6'2" bunny. He's got a lot to do. All right, yeah, we'll have to get that. We'll have to share that picture. The wife and daughter looking fantastic in it. I just thought it was a different look for you there. I don't know if the Easter Bunny was scary. Were you scared of the Easter Bunny?
I was a little worried.
Okay, just checking.
I mean, I didn't want him stealing my baby.
I just wanted to know what was going on in that picture. we'll have to post that up here soon. And also, to finish out that story of ways maybe you didn't mean to, but you might have cheated on your taxes, just to worry you on this tax day. Number one, we said, did you put all the money from your side gigs in? Because companies who don't pay you over, $600, they don't have to give you a 1099. But even if you didn't get a 1099, you're supposed to report all income to the IRS. That includes your money from investments, rental properties, and gambling. It's interesting. I wonder if Alabama greenlights a lotto. Do you have to put lotto
winnings?
What if you won like some kind of quick pick that was $601?
I think you'd have to put it on there. I think them's the rules.
I'll be darned. Number two, you may or may not have stretched the truth on your business expenses, like deducting the entire cost of your car or your phone, even though you also use them while you're not working. In cases like that, you're only supposed to deduct a percentage. Otherwise, it's tax fraud.
Mm.
Number three on their list, you inflated the value of your deductions, like medical expenses or work-related education expenses. It only applies if you itemize, though, and more people took the standard deduction this year because of the new tax code. And you overvalued your non-cash donations. Here's the one. Now, this is my favorite. Now, the outcome is good because I love to see charities get help. But it's sometimes... Okay, a lot of times, you'll donate something to a charity and they'll let you fill in the value of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have felt weird on that because how do I know exactly what these things are worth? And, if I get audited, not that I get audited on it, but I mean, if you donated clothing or things like, how are you supposed to defend?
Yeah.
Is there a depreciation table for a members only jacket?
It might have gained in value. You don't know. It's the same
right.
as if you have a shed burned down or something.
Yeah.
You don't know. I mean, unless you inventoried every single thing that was out there in the shed, you kind of have to just guess
how much
it costs.
Right, but at least with those things, maybe you could say, here's what the replacement cost is. Maybe you could do that with clothes, too. It's always just seemed weird, like with Goodwill or something, you donate which I want to encourage people to do it. I mean, this subject is top of mind because we do that, but you get the thing where you're supposed to fill in how much those clothes are worth. And I'm like, man, I really don't know.
And people they aren't shy about it. They never lowball that.
No.
You're going to go high. Price is Right. You're going to go high on this one.
Two members-only jackets, a pair of jorts, and a cardigan vest. Yeah, $750, something like that. Listen, if you did that and you knew you did it, it is technically tax fraud, so be aware on this tax day. 644, coming right back.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Good morning for the Fitz and Sons Towing and Recovery. Traffic center lights are acting up at McCrary Road and Spice Pond Road this morning, so be careful. Keep in mind spring break for both Mobile and Baldwin counties this week. And McGregor from Dolphin Street to Old Shell closed for the next 4 to 6 months, beginning today as they do some sidewalk construction. Veteran-owned Stone Arms Inc. home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road, with military, veterans, and first responders getting 5% discount on everything in the store. Thank you for your service from StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
6:45 FM Talk 106.5. This texter says, living in a developing subdivision after the storm, not a portalet or trampoline left standing.
Oh.
I was out in the Seven Hills area of Mobile County a couple times over the weekend and saw a little bit of that. Some limbs, pretty good limbs down out there. And I did. I did see a toppled over portal. I saw one standing too, one standing right there at a road project, but I saw one that was over. So somebody's got a tough job this morning. 6:46, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Lynn Stewart has been confirmed to the Ethics Commission by the state Senate. Justice Stewart is from Bay Minette, and she will replace Frank C. Butch Ellis Jr. of Shelby County after his term expired. The Senate confirmed the appointment by a vote of 27-0 late last week. Judge Stewart served 8 years as a district judge and 4 years as a circuit court judge in Baldwin County. She was elected to the state Supreme Court in 2000 and re-elected twice thereafter. If her name sounds familiar, it's because Justice Stewart became acting Chief Justice when Roy Moore was suspended from office in 2016. When Justice Moore resigned to run for the U.S. Senate in 2017, Governor Ivey appointed Stewart Chief Justice. Stewart's appointment is effective immediately, and the governor appointed Stewart to that term, and it will expire August 31st, 2023. An update on a story we told you about last week involving your health. We now know the origins of a mysterious E. coli outbreak impacting 6 states. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's most likely linked to ground beef. A total of 109 people so far have become ill from that outbreak. 17 have been hospitalized. All this happening in Georgia, Kentucky, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, and Indiana. The people who have fallen ill reported eating ground beef at home or in restaurants, but no common supplier, distributor, or brand of ground beef has been identified as a source of the outbreak. Meantime, the CDC says, quote, they are not recommending that consumers avoid eating ground beef at this time. Consumers at restaurants should handle ground beef safely and cook it thoroughly to avoid foodborne illnesses. The investigation continues at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Talking with my buddy Austin Keefe from Aero Exterminators, and it is mosquito season. It starts early around here.
Well, it's pretty much all year round.
That's right. Actually, in a year like this where we've had so much rain, y'all are probably already getting calls about mosquitoes.
We do. We get them early in the year, sometimes even in December.
Okay. So we know that either we already have a mosquito problem or we're going to have a mosquito problem. First of all, over the years past, you've given us some common sense tips to try to reduce the amount of mosquitoes in our yard.
Yeah, I mean, the plans that we do work, but we also have to have homeowner help, which is make sure the trash can lids are closed, make sure those little pans underneath your flower pots have holes in them or are being drained out, so you're eliminating some of the moisture sources around your house.
But still, the mosquitoes are around. How do y'all treat this?
Well, we can come out and send our home evaluator. He'll take a look at the yard and give you a prescribed area that he feels bills needs to be catered to your particular needs.
All right. Well, if we want to get that appointment, tell us how to do it.
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Jessica Deloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A teenage mother and her infant son are missing in Pensacola. The Scambia County Sheriff's Office is looking for 15-year-old Michaela Legg. She was last seen leaving a home on Flaxman Street early Sunday morning with her 2-month-old son. The Carnival Fantasy will return to Mobile today after its cruise was interrupted. The vacation turned into a rescue mission when the cruise ship responded to another boat in distress. That boat was carrying 23 people, the majority of them Cuban nationals. The rescued passengers are on board the cruise ship and will be brought to Mobile to be transferred to Customs and Border Protection. A traffic alert for drivers in Mobile. A stretch of McGregor Avenue will be closed for the next 4 to 6 months. The closure beginning today is from Dolphin Street to Old Shell Road. Crews will be doing some sidewalk construction. Today is tax day, the deadline to file your tax returns for 2018. If you're unable to get everything in order before midnight tonight, the IRS recommends filing for an extension. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Good morning. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Tiger Woods, well, Tiger Woods is back.
But here it is. The return to glory.
14 years after his last win at Augusta, Tiger Woods is again the Masters champion after knocking in a 2-foot bogey putt on 18 to win at 13 under par. After the win, Tiger pumped both fists in excitement, then hugged his children, mom, and girlfriend in the exact same place behind the 18th green that he hugged his father after his first Masters win in 1997.
You know, just the whole tournament has meant so much to me over the years. Coming here in 95 for the first time and being able to play as an amateur, winning in 97, and then come full circle 22 years later, be able to do it again.
After years where it looked like Tiger may never play golf professionally again, he finally gets his 5th green jacket and 15th major championship win. He's now 1 Augusta win from tying Jack Nicklaus's Augusta record and 3 major wins from tying Nicklaus's all-time major wins record. Brooks Koepka missed a birdie putt on the 18th hole that would have put him at 13 under par to make it interesting. He instead finished tied for second place alongside Dustin Johnson and Xander Schauffele. Finally, some football over the weekend, with Auburn and Alabama holding their annual A-Day spring games. In Tuscaloosa, the white team defeated the crimson team 31-17. Tua Tagovailoa went 19 of 37 with 265 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Freshman wide receiver John Mechie from Canada was named the A-Day MVP after he grabbed 5 receptions for 133 yards. In Auburn, it was all about the young quarterbacks, with redshirt freshman Joey Gatewood and true freshman Bo Nix turning in fantastic days. Gatewood finished 8 of 12 for 130 yards and 2 touchdowns, while Nix hit 11 of 17 for 155 yards, 2 scores, and a pick. Senior defensive tackle Derek Brown was named the defensive MVP following the game. In college basketball news, LSU Athletic Director Joe Oliva announced yesterday that the university is reinstating head coach Will Wade more than a month after they suspended Wade for not meeting to discuss a leaked phone call that allegedly featured Wade speaking with a recruiting middleman. The university and NCAA officials met with Wade on Friday. Oliva said he was satisfied enough with Wade's answers that he's reinstating him as head coach. 6:53 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. Signals out there, McCrary Road and Spice Pond Road, so be careful as you're traveling through there. And again, McGregor from Old Shell and Dolphin Street closed for the next 4 to 6 months as he began today doing some sidewalk construction. Spring break for Mobile and Baldwin County, so lighter than usual traffic on the roadways. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street is having a great summer special. You get a free rental of the facility. Just treat your guests to Host Bar. Call 408-9950 and see them at Azalea Manor Mobile. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
Hello. This is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight clear, lows around 50, and then tomorrow sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 6:56, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday, Tax Day. Sean Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Of course, y'all on the text line at 343-0106, 343-0106. And Chris says, I want to know why he's still paying the state $500 in taxes. That's what it costs to live in the Yellowhammer State. I mean, even if you have all the deductions in the world, I mean, it's the price to enjoy Alabama. Hey, I saw this. A couple different people had it posted up. This one from CNN Travel. Starting over the weekend, this last weekend, Delta has retrofitted its 62 Airbus A320s to reduce the recline of the coach seats from 4 inches to 2 inches.
Hey, that works for me.
Well, there's a question about that. The recline of the first-class seats is now going from 5.5 to 3.5-ish inches. While it might sound like a chance for the airline to stuff another few seats into an already tight aircraft, airline officials promise that's not what they're doing. Says Delta has no plans to add seats or reduce space between rows with this test. It's all about protecting customers' personal space and minimizing disruptions to multitasking in flight. You've heard about those air rage incidents.
Yeah.
Comes from people. Are you a recliner?
No, I hate, unless there's no one behind me.
Yeah.
If there's no one behind me, I'll recline.
If not.
But I just feel awkward because I hate when people recline on me.
I knew you'd be like that. I'm that way too. But we also drive in a courteous way when we're in traffic. And the people who don't, I think, recline the seat the whole way back. And if you're trying to use a laptop or something like that, it makes it impossible. So see how Delta does on this. But they're reducing the recline. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming right back.